This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV show. Sadly, Jennifer is not with us today, but Victoria Keevan is here in fine fiddle. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington dealing with technology. Isn't it great technology? That could be the big story of the day, the hour. Maybe what would be good, I think, spending a minute, Victoria, if you wouldn't mind, because I do think this is a big story. It affects so many people, this business of the router and the Russians. And how
the router and the Russians, yeah.
The router, well, that sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
I know.
The router and the Russians.
Yeah.
But a good warning. I think this is a productive, constructive moment here. If you listen to Victoria, it's very important to know what is going on or what may be going on with the most important element in your home computer, your small business computer, how you connect to the outside world. It doesn't make much difference, you know, what system brings the connection. It's the router that is important, is it not?
It is. It's the box that either you rent from your cable company or internet provider every month, or perhaps you own your own Wi-Fi router. But whatever it is, the little thing with the antennas that's near where the cable comes into your house, and I'm being very, very basic here because this is how I have to tell my mom how to do things. And so, the little black box with the little lights on it, there should be anywhere between 4 and 5 lights on it. That's your router, and that controls your internet, and that is what's being hacked right now. There is no software that protects routers unless you have a very advanced system, which we're talking about the average consumer, average American here. I don't have any extra protection on mine. Most people don't. And so the warning from the FBI is that Russian spies, basically Russian hackers, they're making their business to hack into hundreds of thousands of personal Wi-Fi routers. So this affects everyone in your home, your small business. They're not going after major corporations that have big data security. They're just going after everybody else. And what the danger in this is every single thing that you do on the internet, there's a little marker for it. And so every single thing that you do, whether you shop online, if you buy things on Amazon, there's a connection, there's a network of map. There's like a, basically it's a network map of everything you do. And when they hack into your router, they have access to all of that. The credit cards that you buy things online with, your bank statements, if you go onto your bank account and you check your bank account online, all of that can be exposed. And that's the danger here. And that's why we want you to switch off your router, and if you have to play around with it, figure out if there isn't a switch, pull the power plug out. A lot of models don't actually have a button that's on and off, so just pull the power out, let it sit for 60 seconds, plug it back in, and you're good to go. And what that does is they've sent out these spider webs of hacking data, and when you turn off your router, it cuts off that supply, and that's why it's important. That's why the FBI is urging everyone to do that, because you can actually stop them in their tracks from taking this data from you. And it's a simple solution, but it's a very complex problem. So Doug just rebooted his, and that's important to do. I rebooted mine yesterday. I had talked my mom through it as well on the phone. Fancy Nancy rebooted hers. So it's really important. You have to kind of pay attention to this. The problem is most people, and I mean most people, like 99% of American consumers, they get a Wi-Fi router installed. The Verizon man comes, or Comcast or Spectrum or whoever you have. They come to your house. They give you internet, and you never think about it again. And you never turn off your router. router, you don't reboot it, and you probably have never rebooted it. So that's why it's been an easy target for the Russian hackers. And so reboot
it. We just spoiled them now, man. We'll show them, those bastards. Yeah.
But you're right, though. This is a very potentially very damaging thing. And and if you run a small business at home, all of those types of things can this can cause a lot of problems for you.
Yeah. And I do, and many of the people, it's very interesting, the research we've done, I think I've said this on the air a couple of times, the research on the audience that we have, the amazing number of small business owners that listen to this program really is pretty, maybe it's because I am, and you know you found a kindred spirit here. Speaking of kindred spirits and the Russians, here's the story of a guy who was completely, totally blasted, wasted, drunk, wiped out on vodka. He attacked one of Russia's most famous paintings with a pole. The painting, Ivan the Terrible and his son Ivan, on November 16th, 1581, was created by Ilya Repin, one of Russia's most famous 19th century artists. It was at the Tretyakov Gallery in Moscow. Painted in 1885, it depicts Ivan the Terrible, the Tsar of Russia, from 1547 to 1584, consoling his son after having dealt him a mortal blow in a fit of rage. Thus the name Ivan the Terrible. The 37-year-old man, one of the last visitors to the museum, entered just before the museum closed. He had a pole from one of the painting's barriers. He struck the glass case several times. Picture was badly damaged, the canvas was broken in three pieces, and the central part of the image on the figure of the prince was damaged. You know that 90% of the people, I laugh, but it's kind of sad actually. Now, you talk about mental health issues we have in this country. 90% of Russians are alcoholics. 90%. Vodka, all kinds of other things that are cheap.
You have to stay warm somehow.
The weather is so bad and it's so dreary in most of Russia. When you get into the northern climes, Moscow, St. Petersburg, certainly north and west of there, where a lot of the population is, it's just a horrible, bleak existence. Horrible. So anyway, this guy took his drunkenness to the to Ivan the Terrible. There's another whole story there in terms of history, understanding the damage this guy did. You talk about despots and bad people. The guy killed his son. So, and he was a madman. He was completely out of his mind. Completely. Anyway, the guy said he wanted to leave, but he dropped into the buffet and drank 100 grams of vodka. He said, quote, "I don't drink vodka and become overwhelmed by something." Well, he did in this circumstance.
That's not a new thing either. You know, when I was in Italy, I was in St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican, and there's in the very front of the basilica, there is a statue of Michelangelo's statue. Wow, talking hard.
Michelangelo's statue of Michelangelo.
No, it's of Mary holding Jesus after he's dead. It's his Pietà. And it's behind bulletproof glass. Like, you can, you're a few feet away, but you can't get anywhere close to it. And I guess it's because a crazed lunatic ran in years ago with, like, a hammer and just started battering it. Yeah. Luckily, they were able to, you know, save it, and they were able to fix it up. I have no idea how they go about doing that. But, yeah, now you can't get anywhere within, like, 15 feet of it. You just have to stand behind the glass wall.
You know, one of the things, and again, we're back to mental health, which is a sub-theme of a lot of discussions we have on the air. The anger that people have is so scary these days. Anger, it's scary to contemplate why people get angry and who's angry, but also the people on the receiving end of it. When you say to somebody, calm down, that doesn't work. It is a big deal. Even though sometimes it's only a little thing that gets people enraged. And I think part of it has to do with wanting to be heard. One of the biggest problems in our country is that people don't listen anymore. They don't hear what they say themselves. Did you hear what you just said? And then there is all the stuff, the judgment that's around. Look at all of the stories today. And this week, the Roseanne Barr thing, and people are angry at Jimmy Kimmel now. And there's so much anger, and you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it. So I mean, I think sometimes there's good anger because you need to get stuff out of your system. But it comes when you express or allow people to express themselves. Whether they're unhappy about something, expressing displeasure is good. It's being heard. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. It's one of the lessons that I learned in my last go-round was just being able to listen. Some people don't want you to come back and say, this is how to fix it. They just want to be heard. And I think that's the constructive kind of anger. Bad anger is destructive on your own person. The anger, the stress it creates in your system, very bad for your health. If you're looking for, if somebody's angry that's around you and you become a good non-judgmental listener, perhaps that's that's something that will help you a little bit, especially in this era of so much anger. It's very destructive. It destroys not only you, but relationships, and it's not cool. So maybe that's helpful. Hopefully it is. 16 past the hour.
Their mission was Mars, but on the fifth day, they had burritos.
Oh no, what have we done?
Close the door.
Warning, heartburn and gas detected.
They wanted to go home until a scientist saved their dignity with new Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief.
Everyone, hold on!
This season, get fast heartburn and gas relief that's out of this world.
Tum-tum-tum.
New Tums Chewy Bites plus gas relief, available in the store near you.
Shop Lowe's and save big on updates you can make throughout your home. Refresh your walls with new color with stain-resistant paint that makes cleanup a snap, starting at $26.98. Craving new appliances? Get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
It's 3 p.m. and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
It's spring. Time to wake up and get a great deal. Jolt them out of their winter slumber with Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. Or Dodge Charger with up to 300 horsepower with 30 mpg highway. Or Dodge Durango, the most powerful SUV with available all-wheel drive in its class. Spring's here, and so are the deals. So wake up and join the Brotherhood of Muscle. Based on Ward's Middle Specialty Vehicle Segment, EPA estimate, actual mileage may vary. Based on 2017 Ward's Miss Export Utility Vehicle Segmentation. Excludes other FCA US LLC vehicles.
Don't forget the Works Father's Day Combo Giveaway here from the DJV Show. A GT Revolution Trimmer Edger Mini Mower for $100 and a 40V Hydro Shot Portable Power Cleaner. We're giving away two a week starting this week. And you have to register at DJVShow.com. That's all you have to do. It's so easy to win. Just go to DJVShow.com, fill out the contest form, make sure you put Works Giveaway there at DJVShow.com. You'll be a winner.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11, through 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I could sing along with
street.
It.
When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Here's Gaga.
Oh, I'd love to climb a mountain and reach the highest peak.
The combo turned out to be so fabulous. One of the best-selling musical connections in a long, long time was the get-together Lady Gaga had with Tony Bennett. And so much so, they're back in the studio together. Both of them were spotted heading into the New York Electric Lady Studios. Rumors have been floating around they are collaborating once again. This song, Cheek to Cheek, and the album that came with it, debuted at number one in 2014 on the Billboard charts. Massive success for both of them. They said they wanted to do something else. So Gaga performing at Tony's 90th birthday bash at Radio City Music Hall. And you can see whenever they're together, you can see that there's a warmth between the two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Any number of times when they have appeared together. So anyway...
Part of that reason, too, is he really respects her talent.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I'm a huge Tony Bennett fan.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett is not easy to sing with. He has such a unique style, the way he phrases things. It's not easy to actually sing with him. And somehow she managed to really do that and do it better than anyone else who's ever tried. Normally his duets are separate singers and they cut it together in the studio.
I'm surprised they didn't tour together. It's a lot of work and maybe he doesn't want to do it. But
I would love it. Well, they did a few shows together, but that was it.
All right, also other music at 25 past the hour on the DJV show with Victoria and Doug. Bobby Brown called a cover of Pusha T's new Daytona album, which depicts Whitney Houston's bathroom counter littered with drugs and really bad taste. Yeah, really, you think? Bobby Brown was married to Houston in the 90s, and he was blamed for her drug problem, but it turns out maybe that wasn't the whole story. At least that's the impression I've gotten in more recent, last couple of years anyway.
Yep.
After being told that it was a picture of Houston's bathroom licensed by Kanye West for $85,000, Brown said, why would he post that on his album cover? That would be something I'd ask. Pretty disgusting. Why, is this guy, is Kanye West that bad a guy? He's never impressed me. Wasn't there something about him this week? Didn't Trump call him some, I know, wasn't Kanye, didn't Obama call him a jackass?
I think that Kanye has a very specific image in his head of what he wants his, like, creative vision to be, and I don't think anything else matters to him. Like, nothing else gets in the way of that, and so when he decides, because they had a different album cover originally picked. Apparently, Pusha T said that they, you know, Kanye picked a photographer, they had all these pictures taken, they all agreed on it, and then at, like, 1 a.m., Kanye just changed his mind. And no one else really had a say in that, and this is what he picked, and he obviously paid a ton of money to do it. So, I don't know. I guess he just had this weird vision in his mind of, like, this is what I need.
Why don't they sue him? Does he own the
rights? He paid $85,000.
He paid for the license of it, but it's still... But here's the funny thing to me. When Bobby Brown is telling you that you're doing something in bad taste, you really need to sit back and take a moment. And figure out where did life go wrong?
Things in bad taste. Snoop Dogg has become a Guinness World Record holder after constructing the world's largest gin and juice in honor
of his
hit song. He appeared at the Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival alongside rapper Warren G to attempt to make a paradise cocktail for the history books. The finished drink measured in at more than 132 gallons of gin and juice, 38 jugs of orange juice, 154 bottles of apricot brandy, and 180 bottles of gin. I admit somebody would say, yes, why? I guess the answer would
why
be
not? Yes. He would
why
probably
not?
Say.
28 after the hour. She used to be my homeboy's lady. 80 degrees
when I tell that trick, please. Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now. 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311. 800-374-0311.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of the 101st Airborne Division speaks about the life-threatening conditions he had to endure during World War II and the amazement from doctors when he survived.
We had so little food that was not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A letter is going to be delivered to me from Kim Jong-un.
President Trump referring to a letter he's been told he'll be receiving today from the North Korean leader.
So I look forward to seeing what's in the letter.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo first made the announcement of the letter after talks with top North Korean officials in New York City as they try to find a way to get the Trump-Kim summit back on track. Today's June 1st, day one of the Atlantic hurricane season, and like a recently released government prediction, the revised forecast from Colorado State University researchers is for a near-average season of 14 named storms, six hurricanes, two of which could become Category 3 or stronger. Earlier predictions were calling for an above-average amount of storm activity. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looks like it's 34 and change after the hour. The succession continues. That is succession in the form of we're succeeding on the DJV show. And so I have Victoria Keelan here, and she's doing a fine job in success. Kara Schillen is a let's see if I can get the word. If you are successful, does that mean you've succeeded? Ever think about it that way? What does success mean to you? Have you succeeded if you are successful? This riddle brought to you by...
Yeah, right?
What do you think?
Yeah.
You look upon yourself as successful. Each day when you get up and you start the day, do you feel like you're a cheerleader for yourself and that you will be successful? Kara?
Yeah, and I also think the answer to your question is true, but I think succeeded is more of like a general term. Like, just because you're successful at one thing doesn't mean you've like succeeded at everything.
Yeah,
or
right.
Succeeded at life. So that means you've succeeded at one thing, and now you can go and be successful and succeed at something else.
Well, the dreams that you have, the choices that you make, the things that you have in your mind, thoughts are things, I believe. And when people believe something will come true, remember the old Jiminy Cricket song? I hope you remember. A dream is a wish your heart makes. Remember that? From Pinocchio? Come on, you saw Pinocchio.
Yes, didn't I the remember two of you that. See
when I was Pinocchio? Like a baby, but I don't remember the song.
Don't you remember that? Well,
do you remember
I was
the song?
Baby. I was a baby, and I remember it.
Yes, I remember the song, but I am anxious talking about it, because if we talk about the song and you say that you don't know the song, then someone's going to sing the song
oh,
for you.
Okay,
and,
you're right. Never
someone?
Mind. Love that song. Love that song.
So,
my
someone?
Favorite song. I know every word and lyric. No need
someone?
To sing it.
Someone? Well, let's see if we can make our way into miracles. Somebody who needs a miracle to help them out at this point in time. People in the news. Harvey Weinstein has been indicted by a grand jury on rape and sex act, criminal sex act charges. The DA, Cyrus Vance, says that the indictment follows his being arrested, what was that, last Friday, I think, brings the defendant another step closer to accountability for the crimes of violence with which he is now charged. And the AG says he's going to try the case in the courtroom, not in the press. Yeah? Mr. Weinstein
you know,
has already been
see,
tried in the press. He's already been found guilty in the press.
Yeah. And here in New York, though, Vance isn't really all that popular because the behind the scenes of the Harvey Weinstein stuff, you know, back in 2015, he had an audio recording from a woman who was sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein, where on the recording, Harvey right. Weinstein admitted to doing it. And the New York and so the New York police detectives have said, well, this is enough evidence, move forward with a criminal case. And this guy didn't. And so now that it's become this huge thing, and now he's Mr. I'm going to, you know, get justice for all these women. It's like, well, dude, where were you? The governor went after you and said you were wrong. The police detectives in New York said you were wrong. Like, where were you back then in 2015? So now in 2018, he can showboat. And so now, you know, I don't have a whole lot of use for that guy, but Harvey Weinstein should go up the river anyway.
It's time for Jack McCoy to come back as DA of New York. Don't you?
Who's that?
Jack McCoy? Oh, my God.
Does he sing, too? I don't know.
Ultra. Jack McCoy was the character played on Law and Order in, for probably 18 or 19, I think it was 19 seasons, Sam Waterston.
Oh, Sam Waterston. Okay, if you just said Sam Waterston, then I would have said,
his
DA.
Character was Jack McCoy.
For the life of me, I never knew his name. Never knew his name.
Really?
Never. I love him. I love Sam Waterston, and I love him on that show, but I would never have been able to tell you his name.
He started in 1994 as the DA and lasted until...
He was great on
that. He was great. Yeah, but he's also
great. It's so funny to see how different he is on Grace and Frankie.
Yeah, I was going to say. He Sheen, Martin Sheen, together, very funny. That's a good show. All right, let's see who else is in the news. Jesse Duplantis. You know who Jesse Duplantis is?
Oh, he's trending.
Gospel televangelist asking his followers to pray about becoming a partner to help his mission get $54 million so he can buy a private jet. Yeah, that's what these guys need. Apparently, the ministry has already paid cash for three other private planes, but Jesse said God told him he wanted him to have a Falcon 7X.
That's a direct quote, by the way. He actually says that on video, which is one of the hilarious reasons
this guy
is trending.
Who's
going
to be dumb enough to give this guy money?
You would
be
surprised.
A lot of people.
I know.
I guess the nice thing for all of us is that God is obviously not focused on all of these other things we think he is, our sins and all of that. He's focused on telling people to get planes, so we're all good.
The funniest part is, I love when he said, if Jesus was here, he wouldn't be riding on a donkey. He'd be on a private jet. I love how people assign these things to Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And anyone who's a real theologian or scholar knows, like, the real Jesus would definitely not be on a private jet.
Jimmy and what's his kid's name?
Who?
Just went out of my mind. I could see him on TV singing. He just makes me nauseous when I see him.
Joel Osteen?
No. He makes me nauseous too. I love his ministry. Well, yeah, I guess his ministry and his message are fabulous. I just think, and
well, his message is God wants you to be successful, right?
That's
essentially.
Yeah, that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Uh-uh.
But you know, why does he need so much money from people to get that message out?
There's the other side of that is if he's helping people, why not give? And you could say that for Jimmy Swaggart. That's what I was trying to think of. Jimmy Swaggart and his son and all these other.
Is he the one who was married to Tammy Faye?
No, that was Billy, Bill, Bobby.
So many of them. I can't keep track.
Pammy Faye. I used to call her Tammy Faye Baker.
Tammy Faye Baker, right?
Yeah.
So who was her husband?
Bill, Bob.
Jim Baker?
Somebody. Yeah. It was Billy Joe Baker, wasn't it, Billy?
Jim Baker,
that's it. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, this is all. And I know we sound like a bunch of intolerant, northern, arrogant liberals. That's not the message here at all. I'm just saying I've run across a lot of these people. And I remember when I was a kid, there was a first commercial radio station that I worked for in the city where I went to school, Tiffin, Ohio. And I worked at the radio station 7 days a week. I had all kinds of jobs from sweeping the floor, cleaning the toilet, going on the air. I did everything. And on Sundays, I would go into the station at 6 o'clock in the morning and play a bunch of what they call public service tapes. But the public service tapes many times were paid for. They were ministries. And there was one particular fellow, and I can't remember his name. It wasn't Garner Ted Armstrong, but it was one of those guys who at the end of the half hour, he would say, to keep this ministry going, send your money to me.
Mm.
And he would give an address and people would send money. So I found out towards the
end. We're not making fun of, and I think we need to just be clear, we're not making fun of people's religious beliefs. It's just the fact that these guys are scam artists.
Suckers. Right. So,
and that's all it is. You can go and you can sit in your own living room and pray and have just as much of a direct line to God or spirit or whatever you want to call it than if you send in your seed money to these people in an envelope and you think it's getting blessed. There have been so many stories where they find all these empty envelopes and dumpsters with people's messages. And they take the money out. They don't even read the messages. It's horrible.
Yeah. That's where the guy who got caught doing that was a big preacher in Dallas. And ABC News did a story on
him. They went dumpster diving and they found him, right?
Yeah. Well, they didn't. They found that the people would be encouraged to send a check in with a prayer so that with the check, the prayer would be read and get straight to God. And the dumpster divers found that the envelopes were all open, checks were out of them, and the prayers were still inside the envelopes.
It's horrible.
Never having been opened. So there's that. But the rest of my story about this, playing this tape on the radio station in Tiffin, I found out, I think it was the end of the first year, that the guy who was on the tape, the minister, had been dead for 10 years, that there were 4,020... I don't know, there were over 4,000 of these recorded things, and they ran, you know, every Sunday there would be a different one, so each year he'd make 50 of them, and over the course of many, many years, he came up with like four, and they just kept playing them. The guy was dead, the wife and the son were making millions, and this guy hadn't come up with a new thing for years and years and years, new message. It was the old message, just recycled. It was pretty clever, I suppose, but... And does the message change is the other question. Isn't the message pretty straightforward and simple? Be a good person, live a good life, and you'll get to God. That's it. End of story.
But why should anyone have to pay for that?
Well, but that's the point. Thank you. Especially for a...
Well, that's like, you know, I always say Bono's old saying back from the 80s, the God I believe in isn't short of cash, mister, so I don't need to give anybody money. I can go to church, I can do whatever I want to do, and it's just as effective.
God believes in abundance. You should have your own abundance. Pray for that or hold the thought that you will be. That's why I started out talking about success, because success for some is abundance. And it's not just money. Abundance in all sorts of things. Abundance of love, abundance of friendship, abundance of... just think about something that you want to have in your life in abundance. And it isn't just all money. Think about that as we think about some other things. Here at 45 Power. Doug Steffen here with a focus on your smile. How bright and white is your smile? Now, you drink a lot of coffee or tea, maybe you drink too much red wine, or maybe you smoke. You ought to stop doing that. But if you haven't yet, you want to shine up that grin of yours. You've tried a lot of tooth whitening products, perhaps. The trays and gels, chuck them. I'm going to give you a 5-minute solution to your problem. A brighter, whiter smile is yours using Power Swabs. Clinically studied using a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten those stains. It starts in 5 minutes. Snap, swab, and smile. That's right. A couple of minutes, and those coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains are gonzo. Call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV show. Get 50% off the retail price. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797.
Hey, you want that car in front of you, don't you? Or what about that one over there? That, my friend, is car envy. And all you need to do is say, "Show me the Carfax." And you can find great deals at Carfax.com, because now you can search millions of used car listings anytime, anywhere. Plus, get a free Carfax report with every search. Don't miss out on your deal. Start your used car search now at Carfax.com.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on-the-go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem, and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, other people in the news here. Mario Batali, he's still kicking around, or at least his name is, but his restaurant's See You Later Alligator. All the repercussions amid the allegations of sexual harassment. A lot of employees are going to be out of jobs because his empire is shutting down some of the restaurants in Las Vegas, for example, on the Strip, shutting down in the next 60 days. Where else does he have his restaurants? Where else?
Well,
around the
he's
country?
Got restaurants in New York. He's got at least three that I know of, and I'm not sure what's going to happen to them because they're three really popular restaurants. So it's kind of just even more of a mess.
Somebody else take them over, change the name?
His partners, maybe the Bastianich family, might just take over everything.
Really? What's their name, Bastianich?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sounds healthy. 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Continues. There's always information abounding, a lot of information that's good and important, healthful info. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with his overview of some of the medical stories from this week in the journals, and always as profiled and listed, archived at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken brought to you in part by the folks at Purity Products. Purity Products offer you Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small pill, not like the large ones. You see, most of the fish oil pills that you get, if you want to call them pills, I call them capsules, are pretty large, but they've concentrated the fish oil and the krill oil together to such an extent that it's a smaller, much more easily usable product. Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is absolutely perfect for any number of reasons, because one of the reasons that cardiologists like it is because it's good for your cardiovascular health, opening up, keeping all of the lines open, shall we say, to your brain, to your muscles. Get the blood around to your body. That's what fish oil is all about. And as far as the krill oil is concerned, it's been discovered that it boosts your joint comfort by working with a bursa to make it easier for the joints to be flexible and keep working well. So you feel better all the way around, inside and outside, with Krill Omega 50 Plus. Let's have it work for you. Call 800-355-1493 for your first free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493, oil in two different forms, fish oil, krill oil. What a great combination. The CoQ10 gives you energy, too. So all together, try this bottle free. You'll get on the program, I know, because you'll see and feel the difference. They know that. That's why they're offering you the free bottle to get started in the program. 800-355-1493. Pay a bit of shipping, I think $2 or $3, so maybe $4 for the bottle. That's it. That's what you get. 800-355-1493, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. All right, let's get to Ken and some of the important medical stories from this week.
Good.
High blood pressure can increase medical costs by thousands of dollars. You'd know this firsthand as a cardiologist, Ken.
Exactly. This comes out this week, Doug, in the Journal of the American Heart Association. We know that 46% of American adults, that's about 103 million people, have high blood pressure, but only about half of those have it controlled. If your blood pressure goes up, so does your medical bill. Yearly medical costs for American adults with high blood pressure, it can run nearly $2,000 more than those without the condition. So if you want to save some money, get your blood pressure under control.
Yep, blood pressure. Is that the biggest indicator? And by the way, let's turn that around a little bit. What happens when your blood pressure is too low and what is considered why don't you give us the parameters of what's too low and what's too high?
Well, the new definition for too high, you want to keep it below 130 over 80. It used to be 140 over 90. It's now 130 over 80 as of last year. Yeah. And too low is a little bit hard to define. It's more personalized. I like to make sure that top number doesn't go below 105. But for some people, it's normally less than that. And they don't have symptoms of low blood pressure. Symptoms of low blood pressure is fatigue, lightheadedness, dizziness, feelings like you're going to pass out. So low blood pressure is very individualized, but usually under 105 we begin to get symptoms of low blood pressure, but not always.
What about the other number? Is that important for low being too low?
Now you're getting into the weeds. That gets a little more complicated between the two of them. And
you know me, how I like to get into the weeds.
Yeah. You can talk about pulse pressure, and that gets a little complicated. But
well, I heard something the other day, and this is what made me a news story, about someone they were worried about saving because the blood pressure was too low, and that indicated something. It must have indicated some bleeding internally or something.
Yes.
And of course, I relate this. I'm happy to be a guinea pig. I always say to you, you can tell the audience anything you want to about me. When my blood pressure is measured, it's usually 110 over 68 or 70.
Right. You heard me make sure that top number is at least 105. And yours is.
Yeah.
But again, that top number varies. There are some people who live with a top number in the 90s their whole life, have no symptoms, and that's actually very healthy. So low blood pressure is hard to define. It's individualized.
Yeah. All right, well, but blood pressure is important. You need to
know
all of your signs. You need to be aware. You got to have an annual physical, folks. You really do. No matter what I started getting mine when I was 24 and have had one at least one a year ever since. Ken has been the victim of having to take care of me for the past 12, 14 years. Get one every year. Every year. 10 minutes? No, it isn't either. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.